Welcome back to Chillicothe High School. The Hornets, Lady Hornets, win it 47-31. I'm here with Coach Darren Smith. And Coach, congratulations on getting to the district finals. Let's talk about this one. Definitely a different style of game for Carrollton. They were a lot, I don't know if that's their normal offense, they were a lot slower, a lot more methodical. They take a minute, minute and a half. Kind of talk about the advantages, disadvantages from your standpoint with something like that.
Well, I agree. I thought they really were trying to slow the game down. And I felt like that was, in their mind, what their best chance was to win was to slow the game down. And, you know, I mean, we got a lot of firepower, so I get it for sure. Coach Locke and I have known each other for probably 15 years. A lot of respect for that man. He's turned that Carrollton program around, done a fantastic job. So great season for them. But, you know, for us, you know, I thought we were pretty patient, really, on the offensive end. I thought their 2-3 zone, they came out and guarded the perimeter really well. I thought Essie Hicks was really good at the high post tonight. And then we got to – she got to – started it out. And Lucy Reeder also got to find in Brooke in there in the post. I thought Hunter and Jordan picked their spots. You know, I think – I'm not sure Hunter shot in the second half, but according to Paul, she led us in assists with 6. So, you know, it's one of those deals where take what you're given. What you're given. It's not a game that you really come out feeling great about. Boy, we really played great. I thought we defended pretty well. But it's just because of the slow, methodical pace to it.
You're correct. Hunter shot 3 times in the second quarter, and that was it, and made two of the 3 trays. But, I mean, she's one of those players everyone knows you got to keep someone on her. Even if she doesn't score, she does so many more things.
Right.
And you kind of stole my next question there. I was going to talk about how you were able to kind of pound it inside. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch with Hicks and Horton.
Yeah, and see, whenever you got guards that can shoot it like we do, now you spread them out a little bit, and that opens that high post. And Essie's been really good at that high post lately, and Brooke was finishing really well tonight. So you know, it's one of those deals. And then Lucy Reeder came in there at that high post and created a couple of buckets for people. So, you know, it's one of those nights where Hunter didn't have to do too much. You know, she understands that. You know, she can impact a game. Like you said, she can impact a game without shooting 10 times a night. She shot 3 times, made 2 of them, had 6 assists and probably 5 or 6 rebounds. So, you know, just a good team win for us. We had kids step up that needed to step up for us to be successful.
Knowing after interviewing hundreds of coaches over millions of years, I know that the answer to this next question is always no, but do you feel that your team is playing the way you'd like him to be right now?
We're really close. You know, I'm not going to say no because we shot the ball well tonight, we defended well tonight, and until the fourth quarter we took care of the ball well tonight. And so we're really close to where we want to be going into a district championship. We got 2 practices to close that gap just a little bit, and I think we will. Yeah, we're close. We're close to where we need to be.
Do you like having the 2 days off before the district final?
Yeah, I do. I do, because tomorrow we'll go through some things, get some shots up, and just start the initial phase of getting ready for whoever we got on Saturday. And then Saturday we'll really prepare for them. Have a good practice on Friday, and then we'll be ready to go Saturday evening, I guess it is.
All right. Coach, congratulations to you and the girls.
Hey, I appreciate it, Randy.